Radio Nova Dublin, still playing favourites, and that's Kirsty MacColl. That's the first record I ever played on Nova, and I remember coming in and saying to somebody, and they say, can you play records? And I said, okay, I can. And now we're joined by Sybil and Bob.
I'll tell you, that could be prophetic, John. Give the job.
What's the news, Sybil?
Well, I actually have the press clippings file, which has been kept over the past 2 years, and going back over some of the things, of course, one of the most recent was Operation Novacare last Saturday.
That's right, that's right.
Then before that, there was a £5,000 giveaway on Kiss FM, which went to Jane Bidulph.
Right.
And then last year, there was the first ever Operation Novacare for a kidney dialysis machine.
I remember listening. It was before I joined Nova, and I listened to Nova. What a wonderful thing.
That's right. I remember you joining round about mid-May last year. It was a lovely sunny day. We were sitting out in the back.
Right. It was so great to be a part of it this year. I wouldn't have missed it for anything.
No, me neither.
And we got auctioned off during the year, didn't we?
That's right. The celebrity auction in the Barclay Court.
Yeah. I've never been claimed.
Well, now that you come to mention it, neither have I.
Right.
It didn't worry me up until now, but they bid, what, 1,300?
That's right.
A piece. I think they might have come and claimed us.
Do we have to go and live? Maybe they'll adopt us now.
Well, listen, I'm up for fostering. If they give me a job as well.
Listen, Ducky is here, and we didn't get to say, we got kind of cut off or something happened. We didn't get to say goodbye to each other.
So I've been invited onto your program now, am I?
Yeah.
That's a turnip.
Welcome to my program. I said it earlier on, sir, Mr. Meehan, it has been great working with you.
Yes.
And it's been great for you to work with me. It really has. It's done you a world of good.
I'm sort of lost for words about this. All I can really say is that it's really been exciting working for the best ever radio station in Ireland. And in fact, I can understand when the radio stations get organized around the country, you're going to have the program director saying, now look, I want this station to sound like Radio Nova.
Get me a Declan Meehan type.
And my address is...
We'll meet again. We'll broadcast again together somewhere.
It'll be very sad not being there in the morning.
I know.
In fact, it's going to be very sad driving around the city and just have nothing on the radio to listen to.
I know.
Especially between 3 and 6 in the morning.
That's when you drive around, is it? Uh-huh. We have some kind of an important message to put across, haven't we, Sybil?
We have indeed. If you're on your way home from work at the moment, if you're about to leave the office, would you please come down? We need your support for the very last time. Please come down to number 19 Herbert Street. It's just off Baggett Street, a big red door. There's a huge crowd outside. I don't think you'd miss it. And if you can't get here, as a last resort, we're asking you to sound your car horns for as long as possible at 6 o'clock as we make our final broadcast.
And now I'm going to say, Sybil, 1 o'clock will never be the same. 1 to 1:10, it just won't be the
same. It's just very strange.
I know.
You come in and you just expect it to be there. It'll be very strange at 1 o'clock tomorrow. I won't know what to do with my time. It's probably, for me, more of an experience because it's the first time I've ever worked in radio.
Right.
It's been 2 years, but for Bob and for Declan, it's just another...
We're outfits.
Not as old as John Clark.
No, I think that's the reason I'm on one of the last. I think it's not I was one of the first people in. I think I'm one of the oldest here. Outside Jason, who's beside me.
Thank you.
And while I'm here, I'd like to also say on behalf of Andy Archer, thank you to all the listeners. And also one of the early members of the staff, Terry Riley, who joined us sort of in the early days as well.
Great.
Thanks
to
the listeners. He was too.
Yeah. And best wishes indeed to Robbie Dale, who's here with all his crew. They've dropped in to say hello, and we all share the little tears this afternoon.
The sad occasion.
Well, we've 48 minutes left.
Right. It's like counting down to New Year, isn't it?
It's not quite as happy. I feel a lot happier going into New Year than I do coming up to 6 o'clock this evening.
Well, Sybil, it may be the end of one era, but maybe it's the beginning of a new era.
It's an historic day, May the 19th, 1983. Remember that date.
Well, I will.
That's it. I think we're looking forward and not looking back.
The best music on Radio Nova.
Tonight,
hey, Supergirl,
hey,
with your fire.
Dublin at a quarter past five, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2. Your support, welcome at 19 Herbert Street. Sybil, you have something for us.
Well, you probably remember about half an hour ago, Cogi read out a letter from a Mr. Flanagan representing the Dublin County Council, saying that we had never at any time, to the best of his knowledge, interfered with their transmissions. And not only that, but they hadn't lodged any complaint. Well, since then, we've been handed in a letter from the Department of Posts and Telegraphs, North Main Lines in O'Connell Street. And I'll read it to you. Dear Nova, we've just heard the letter from Mr. Flanagan and thought you should know we're having radio interference on some of our testing equipment. It's being blotted out by RTE Radio 2. Perhaps you could get it stopped. Best wishes. Hope you'll be back on air soon. Column F. Murphy.
I want to say a special something to someone else that we haven't mentioned yet, and it's somebody who's kept us clean and tidy and supplied with tea and coffee and all kind of things, and that's May.
Woo!
May, she's standing out there now. God bless you, love.
Thanks,
May. Thanks for the tea.
Many a cup of tea and coffee.
Yes. Now, I have another telegram to read. This is from to the staff of Radio Nova, 19 Herbert Street, Dublin. Long live Radio Nova from the staff of Kentucky Fried Chicken in Phibsborough. Thanks, mates.
And an important statement issued by the P&T has just arrived. It's the staff of the post office stores. Their branch strongly condemned the action taken by certain members of the department to obstruct transmissions being broadcast by one of Dublin's and Ireland's most important media source. So that's from the staff of the post office stores branch. Thank you, lads.
Thank you, lads.
Thank you very much. We were talking down here about the little idiosyncrasies people have, and we were talking about Sybil's pronunciation of guerrilla.
Guerrilla was one. What was the other
Moscow?
One?
Moscow.
Moscow, yeah.
I thought Moscow was quite legit. The best one was, but we haven't got Brian Dobson on to hand. He loves the word nuclear. I always yes. wondered why in the main news is he always handed me the stories with nuclear in them.
And why are you calling Sybil a little idiosyncrasy?
I'm not that little. Idiosyncratic maybe, but little no.
No.
Actually, and of course, you and your busy lion, Bob and Declan's up there with the all righty business.
All righty.
All righty. Jason with the Nova taken over.
Yeah, the main man.
And Hugh O'Brien is beside me. He's joining us as well. And of course, Hugh Rock the Bay every Sunday afternoon.
Oh, I think Brian Dobson is coming in.
There comes Mr. Nova.
Is someone on hand to look after me?
I'm not going to let you away with that, Miss Fennell. No longer will we have to hear about guerrillas from Dumlara.
Hold on now. In order, we've been through that already. I must say, I actually like the word guerrillas. In fact, Ken has just arrived. He's been to Bewley's. On the table in front of us, a plate of chocolate cake. I tell you, things are looking up.
Sybil, I'm so glad that we've had that three or four times, because now I've got it on tape for posterity.
Oh, no. I never thought of that.
Well, I'll tell you what. We'll take a favourite record. Here's one of the records I think we broke here. And everyone remembers this one. One of Chris's favourites, too. Paul Davis on NOVA and a 65 Love Affair. The Radio Experiment on 88 FM.
I was a car hop. You were doing the bebop. You said doo-wop, giddy-wop, giddy-wop, doo. All the little changes you put me through. If I have to go back again, well, I know I never let you go. Back with all my friends to that wonderful 65 love affair. We weren't getting nowhere, but we didn't care. Hey. Thank you.
good news, Herbert Street at the moment is just impassable, but please add your support. Down you come, even get as far as Baggot Street Bridge. But take your car and yourself down here to 19 Herbert Street, Dublin 2, and don't let us down. Upstairs again with Declan and some more people.
Yes, thank you very much indeed, John. Herbert Street indeed, impassable at the moment. Yippee! And do come down and don't forget, blow your horn at 6 o'clock to signal Radio Nova closing down. Yes, oh dear. And just on the record thing you were mentioning about records that we made. Indeed, John, Radio Nova picked its own records for its listeners. And we weren't sort of going on the chart or going on what record companies said, but hello, record companies. We went and created the Radio Nova hits because, well...
That's right, the young adult sound.
Just got two letters in. The first one from Paul W. Quinn and Company, Chartered Accountants. They say, Dear Mr. Carey, we at the above company would like to thank you all for pleasant listening you've brought us over the last 2 years. We hope, along with thousands more, that Radio Nova will be back in full swing as soon as possible. And the other one comes from the staff at Tara Casuals, who said, please say hello to us at 5:30. Hello. And they've sent us in a petition as well as wishing us all the best and thanking us for the last 2 years. Thank you, Tara Casuals.
Now, Declan, I believe you have
various people. We have Rock in the Bay here beside us.
Again.
Thank you, Declan. Just another one from all the girls in Alexandra College residence. They've listened to us all the time, and they say they support us, and they hope to hear us again soon. That's hello to Helen, Jackie, Catherine, and Judy. Thank you all very much indeed.
One of the interesting things the last 2 years was the crisscross of staff between Sunshine and Nova.
We have right here Tony Fenton and Peter Madison.
Hello.
Hello. Peter.
Hello.
Come on, nice and close.
Oh, right. Oh, you...
Peter was one of the first people things, actually on Radio Nova. Then, of course, he was with Sunshine and back indeed working with Nova.
Yeah, and also on the Radio Nova School of Broadcasting. And I'd like to say that still is going on regardless.
So. Oh, it's well for you, Peter, you have a job.
Plug.
How about a bucket of water for Mr. Madison?
A bucket of water for the P&T, I think.
Oh, well done. No,
and
yes,
with us here as well is a former breakfast DJ, Tony Fenton.
Hi, Tony. Well... We certainly didn't let the Central Remedial Clinic down. We certainly didn't let the Rehabilitation Institute down. So we're just asking the public not to let us down.
And come down at 19 Herbert Street,
Dublin 2.
This evening, and don't forget the car horns at 6 o'clock.
Great. All over Dublin at 6.
Okay. There's one other guy actually sitting outside through the glass here, David Malone, who goes down in history as being the only announcer ever to be sacked from Radio Nova without even working here in the first place.
Okay. Well, we're on the sunshine thing. I think we ought to bring in Robbie Dale. He's the managing director of Sunshine Radio.
Oh, we don't mind.
We don't mind if you come. We're very generous. It's Nova on 819. Close down
swap,
at 6.
Robbie.
Don't forget that. Hi, Robbie. Welcome to Radio Nova.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
How are you here?
We're talking to your public and our public.
Robbie.
We're all the one public today, which is
we are indeed. Yeah.
Have a little message for the Sunshine listeners, Robbie.
That's a nice one because I'd like to thank you for this opportunity. I mean, we had the guards and the P&T out this morning, and they removed our medium. And so, thanks for the invitation to be dropping in this evening. And I'd like to say that the team out at Sunshine are very disappointed. That they've put a lot of work into that situation out there, as you guys have done down here. And we've always had broadcaster wise, although we've been on opposite sides of the fence and in competition. There's been a lot of friendships developed between the broadcasters here and there, and many of the broadcasters here have broadcast there, and all in all it's but one big happy family. I don't think this is the end, Decky. I mean,
no,
I think we've got to go on. We've got to really make our legislators aware of the need for this, and that for the act that they've carried out today. They've walked in there in our instance, they came in this morning with you, they came in yesterday, and they've brought about the situation when you've got to knock it on the head tonight at 6. They've just thrown willy-nilly 100 careers on the street and totally disregarded those people's employment. They're people who were learning a business, who were getting involved in a brand new industry that was developing, had growth in this country, and had tremendous future. And to see that go down the drain, even though it may be only for a matter of a few months, but in my estimation, and I've been following the legalities and the drafting of bills, and I've been talking to politicians for the last almost three years in this area, and they are very, very slow to move. They will take perhaps a year to a year and a half in my estimation, to get together this independent broadcasting bill before the likes of you, Decky and Hugh, and all these other people standing around here
actually, Robert,
can actually get back in business.
Actually, Robert, my bet for this is June 85.
Well, not a bad one.
Signing on down in Werbrook Street. I've just been handed from the Irish Future Society a leaflet here that says, unemployment, a permanent reality.
It becomes that way, Declan, really. That's the problem.
Look, I'm going to shoot away, Decky. I'm going to leave you with your listeners. And on behalf of the Sunshine staff, thanks for the opportunity, and thank you all for your support. And I'd say keep the support pouring in. Don't forget, tonight at 6, and I'm sure all my staff will join in that, tonight at 6, blow the horns outside here in Herbert Street, and next Thursday morning outside the Four Courts at 11.
Our song is your song.
Your friends on 539.
We care about you.
On Sunshine Radio.
Tonight at 6 o'clock sees what could be the end of the most exciting period in the history of broadcasting in Ireland, when Radio Nova goes off the air. Despite the fact that the overwhelming majority of people in this country want the right to choose what station they listen to, those in power still deny that right. There are many ways you can show your support. Telephone your TD at Doyle Éireann. Write to your TD. Remember, you don't need to put a stamp on the envelope. And tonight at 6 o'clock, come to the headquarters of Radio Nova at 19 Herbert Street and show your solidarity. If you can't get to Herbert Street, then at 6 o'clock, blow your car horn and blow it long and loud. The answer is in your hands. Don't let us down.
Great music experiments. I was glad to be part of them. Getting very emotional now. I don't want to hug the mic. Just want to say goodbye and thanks a lot.
When
thanks for the memory.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. The end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver sound of love. Walk on.
Radio Nova on 8.9 and 88 FM. Hello, I'm Tony, and we've got 22 minutes before we start blowing our horns. There are various things going through my head. I suppose the one thing that more than anything goes through my head is a meeting that was held 2 years last October in the basement of a place in Marlborough Street in Dublin, down in what we used to affectionately call the pit. It was a dusty old place, and some people were down there trying to make a crust and make some money. They've come up in the world. They've got nicer premises now. And I remember Chris being there, Chris Carey, and him coming up with this mad idea, along with another lad, of starting a radio station. Fantasies become realities, and Sunshine Radio was born. That was on. That worked lovely. And then Harry decided, well, let's do Nova. And they all said, you can't do Nova. We said, well, why not? They said, you can't play music all the time. You're not allowed. People won't listen. We said, well, they will. They said, but people won't listen on FM. They don't listen to FM. We said, you're right. They don't listen to FM because there's nothing on FM. So if we put something on FM, they will listen to FM. I know that's very strange logic, but it works in my head. We did it. And we did it very well. Do you remember Snowline? Christmas before last, I was in the Canary Islands. I went off. It was great fun. And I got back in the middle of the snow on the Sunday evening. And I got into, I suppose I was in the only taxi running on the roads that evening from Dublin Airport. And the first thing I heard on Radio Nova was Snowline. Do you remember all the good that did? Do you remember JobSpot? All the thousands of people that have got jobs through a free service that was run? Tell some more in a minute. I have to play one record. Couldn't go without playing this.
But I'm not the only one.
imagine. There's absolute magic happening here in Dublin tonight. Absolute magic. I'm looking at our closed-circuit television set. Herbert Street is just solid, jammed, packed. I am totally and utterly delighted. Is there anybody upstairs in the box, I wonder?
There certainly is, Tony.
Hello, Decky Wecky.
And me. Oh. Hiya, Tony.
I thought we'd got rid of you at five.
And with Ken Hammond behind.
Hello there. Wonderful.
Tom Hardy.
Oh, hello. Declan, are there any particular memories you have? Because you were involved in Sunshine as well.
Oh, hang on. I'm trying to get my photograph taken here. And everything will stop for that.
Chin's up, I think it is. Chin's up. We've a video camera in with us. We've a photographer outside. Mm-hmm. We've a sound recorder beside us. You know how small the studio is. It's like a sauna in here.
It must be wonderful for the lads sitting with you. They must have to sort of scrunch up really close.
It's the chocolate cake I'm worried about. It doesn't look quite as happy as it did at 5 o'clock.
Well, Tony, just as you were saying there, when I left RTE back in 1980, I mean, I was pretty shattered at that time. I said, they didn't agree with me and they left me because I was trying to show them the way forward. Anyhow, got involved down here, and it's the greatest favour that anyone could ever do for me to work in a terrific radio station with really a bunch of, where everybody is professional and the station knows exactly what it's doing and has the most modern equipment in radio. It was just a wonderful experience. I wouldn't have swapped it for the world. Truly delighted to have been part of it. Just sad that it's over.
Neither would I, although we always knew that there was no job security. I don't think that ever affected anybody.
Not at all.
You never think about it. Look, I'm going to say goodbye for the last time and hand over to Ken Hammond. So, from Sybil and the rest of the news team, goodbye. Here's Ken.
Thanks very much. I just want to say thanks for some really great memories. Let's all do it again very soon. Bye.
Tom Hardy is here, actually.
Yes,
too.
I am here somewhere.
He's grabbing the headphone.
Thank you, Dublin City, for making me feel so welcome. That's all I've got to say. And thank you to everybody at Nova for the last 5 or 6 months. I can't hear a thing. Will you stop that?
They're mad. They're all mad. They're all mad.
Thanks to you as well, Tony.
By the way, Tony.
Yes, sir.
There's a little letter here which I've been asked to read out from Mr. A.J. Flanagan.
Oh, yes.
From Dublin County Council, the Roads Machinery Depot at Anvil Road, Goatstown, County Dublin. He says, radio interference. He says, Dublin County Council Roads Department operates a licensed radio telephone system from the above address. We have never experienced any interference whatsoever from Radio Nova. We have never complained to the Department of Post and Telegraphs about Radio Nova. Further, in my capacity as engineer responsible for Roads Department radio system, I have never heard of any interference or complaints from those other radio users with whom I have professional contact. These include DCC Sanitary Services, ESB, Dunleary Corporation, and many commercial users and equipment suppliers. That's from Mr. Flanagan of the Dublin County Council Roads Machinery Depot, Mount Anvil Road, Goatstown, County Dublin. Well, I think it throws lies on a lot of things that have been said on the radio over the past few days about interference, and certainly on the reporting of it, nobody has got the opportunity to deny those. I think that's a bit unfortunate.
Lovely. Actually, while we're talking about engineers, as you were there, right, was one very, very important person, right, that I haven't actually said thank you to, and it's the man without whom none of this would have been possible, and everybody's forgotten him today, so I want to say, on behalf of everybody at Radio Nova, Paul Cotter, we love you. You are absolutely magic. Paul is our senior engineer. Yay! What do you think upstairs? Oh, they've gone. Oh, best place for them. And there's also a couple of other people I want to say hello to and goodbye to as well. Tony McCabe, who's our gurrier. He's actually our courier, but he's known in the building as the gurrier. He does sterling work. And also John O'Flaherty, who's librarian here. He was just magic. And I'm going to play this one. This is ABBA, and it's called Dance While the Music Still Goes On.
Oh, my love, it makes me sad. Why did things turn out so bad? Was it just a dream? Everything we did, everything we had.
Baby, give me one more day.
Everything we had.
Baby, give me one more day. While the music still goes on, don't think about tomorrow. Forget our time is gone. Tonight's the night we borrow. Let's make it a memory, a night of our own. A thing to remember when we're all alone. So bad. It's our way to say goodbye. Yes, all we have to do.
Still goes on. This is no time for crying. Dance, don't you hear them?
You're listening to Radio Nova, broadcasting on 819 kilohertz AM and also 88 FM, and that incorporates Kiss FM. Haha, I didn't forget them, you see. I didn't forget them. Why are you banging me on the head?
Just thank you, Kiss FM, that's nice.
If I'd have known you were here, I'd have forgotten all about them. I'd have ignored them completely.
K-I-S-S, it was nice.
Absolutely. You've got 9 minutes. 9 minutes before we go off the air. That means you have 9 minutes to get to Herbert Street, which is just off Baggot Street, before Baggot Street Bridge. Now, don't go to 19 Herbert Place. You see, RT reported yesterday we were at Herbert Place, and I thought, I hope the P&T don't go down there again, because that's the Catholic Boy Scouts of Ireland. Would have been a problem. Anyway, 9 minutes to get here, and at 6 o'clock you've got to blow your horns. Now, hopefully, all being equal in this mad world of ours, out on the street we have a roving microphone. I'm going to try and see what happens. Hello?
Hey, Tony.
Yes, sir.
Tony.
Yes.
Isn't this incredible?
It's great fun, isn't it, eh?
We can't go off at six, you know? We have to stay on.
All right.
Are we going to stay on?
Are we going to stay on, lads? They're still screaming, "We want Nova."
They've turned us down, I'd say.
They have indeed. I'm not surprised. I mean, you know, if they could hear themselves, they could hear. I'm going to play some music, Decky.
Yes,
is that all right?
Oh, okay. Your programme.
Well, you're part of it. Do you like... you do like Bob Marley, don't you?
Yes, I do.
All right, try this one. If you jam, I tell you that much, you're not allowed to jam. It is not allowed. Naughty things that you are. I have with me a lad that I used to work with at Big D. Mike Edgar, known to all and sundry as the Elder Lemon.
Hey, Tony.
How are you, son?
Oh, feeling very sad, very sad. I seem to remember that John Clark and myself were the first two that were employed by this.
You were indeed. You were the first defectees.
We've always argued as to who was here first. It was half an hour between us.
It was about very the same, sad day. You know, it was the egg that made the difference on the tie. You know, and Tony Garth.
Tony, how are you? Yeah, it's been a sad, but I think it's been a great day. I think everyone realizes at this stage that how much everyone wants the right to have their own choice. Mm. it might be a good idea to say hello to all our listeners up and down the west coast of England this evening.
That's a good idea.
Left out this afternoon.
And Scotland and the Isle of Man.
Wales, north of England.
California.
And all over. Incidentally, Tony, I don't know if you know, a lot of our old friends from the Big D are outside. I saw Catherine O'Kelly.
Yes, I know. They're all out there. And we can probably get a few more squeezed in.
Oh, can I make a dedication?
You can, very quickly.
I want to say hi to Ita. She's lying in hospital recovering from an operation today, and I hope everything went very, very well. Very lovely.
Quick goodbye from you, Tony.
Yeah, thank you all very much, and hope to see you again someday soon.
Lovely stuff. Declan, are you up there, my boy?
Yes, we are indeed. We'd just like to tell everybody, don't forget about the horn blowing at 6 o'clock. Keep it going forever and ever. Blowing the horn at 6 o'clock.
Can we hear some of them up there? Listen to them. Listen to them.
Yeah. Megastars. That's what we are now.
That is a city full of people. It's absolutely amazing.
Hello, any jobs out there?
It's a sad moment for Dublin.
Yes, it's certainly a rock in the bay moment.
Well, it certainly is an unfortunate rock in the bay moment.
And all very well behaved too, Tony.
Becky.
Yes, it looks like we're coming near the end.
Time has come.
Can we get Harry in here for a little final word?
He's coming on. He will be on at 6. Do you want to say a quick goodbye, Deck?
Okay, see you all again sometime shortly. Thanks for the memories.
In just a couple of minutes from now, we'll be going off the air. And we would like you, if you're driving in your car, at 6 o'clock... to blow your horn. Goodbye. Listening to Radio Nova, broadcasting on 819 kHz in the medium wave band and on 88 FM in stereo. The time is now 6 o'clock, and right now we want you to blow
your horns, wherever you are, and make noise. Voice of Dublin, telling the people who should be listening what they want to listen to. And it's fitting that the final word should go to the man who, in fact, had the very first word on Radio Nova. It's Chris Carey.
In a few moments' time, Radio Nova will cease its transmissions voluntarily. It's a great pity that so many people that have given their all to this company, 53 of them in all, never ever let me down, and did the very best they could do. And today, it is a terrible, sad thing to say goodbye to them all. I feel sure that we'll all be back together again, and all these people will be back in this building earning the wages they worked so hard for. Bye-bye.
Assault and the party came to a grinding halt. They took the midgets and the freakies with the girls in tow. And a voice said, Lewis, it's time to go. They put my neck on the block, they took off my wig, and it occurred to me this was the end of the gig. They asked me, did I have any last words to say? Well, I raised my head and I hollered, hey!
C'est la vie, make that my more.
You can be sure about me.